Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Democrats know nothing but chaos. They have no brand except we hate Trump, we have TDS, we're going to oppose everything he wants. If Trump says, I want to secure the border, suddenly the DNC is like, we want Trinidad Agua. We want MS-13 and criminals running amok on the streets. He says he wants men out of women's sports, suddenly they're fighting to keep them in there, even though it's insane. So the Democrats have no platform except TDS. So this isn't shocking, Kevin.
It is so great to have you both together.
So Link Lauren there talking about how the Democrats' modus operandi is just generally speaking frustration. They don't like Donald Trump. If there's a problem, they're going to blame the Republicans for it. But it's really, it all comes back to that TDS being obsessed with Donald Trump. How long can the Democrats really string out fighting against Donald Trump? Certainly in the midterms, that's going to be the main impetus for Democrats to try to win back some of those purple districts, or maybe the new ones they're creating in California. The Democrats, their policy is whatever Trump is for, we're against. And they prove that over and over and over again. I don't know if that's going to be enough to persuade the American people in a midterm election. If the economy takes off the way that the president and Secretary Bessent say that it is going to in 2026, is TDS enough to keep people from voting Republican and for voting for the alternative, which is basically everything good that you might be experiencing in the Trump administration? The Democrats want to undo it and put in something else, anything else, like maybe New York City, a socialist. Let's get with our friend DeRoy Murdoch, who joins us once again, nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and Fox News contributor. DeRoy, welcome back. It's good to have you.
Great to be with you again, Annie.
So is everything Trump bad a winning strategy for Democrats in 2026?
Well, you know, I think we saw some of that 2 weeks ago in the off-year elections in New York City, Virginia, and New Jersey and a few other places. And I think it's enough if people who hate Trump, which is a lot of Democrats, they're consumed with TDS, Trump derangement syndrome, if it's enough to get them to show up at the polls, and then the people who don't show up at the polls are Republicans in sufficient numbers and right-leaning independents. And those people need to show up. Everybody who is pro-Trump, pro-America first, pro-making America great again, et cetera, needs to show up at the polls, not just once every 4 years to vote for Trump. By the way, he's not going to be on the ballot in 4 years, so we need to get over that. Situation. But to support people running for governor, for Congress, for U.S. House, for Senate, for City Hall, for mayor, whatever it is, who share these ideas. You know, these people don't, these votes just don't magically show up by themselves. I guess sometimes they do, but certainly votes of Republicans and people who support Trump and people on our side of the aisle, we actually need to show up at the polls, cast our ballots. If you like to vote at home, I'm not a election day vote in person kind of guy, but people who like to vote by mail, if that's your thing, you know, make sure you vote by mail and get your ballots in, get them in early enough. And you have to have sufficient participation. These, you know, the right votes on the right don't just magically come out of nowhere. It seems only Democrat votes magically come out of nowhere. And unfortunately, I think that the Trump hatred for Democrats is enough. I mean, this is pretty much all the Democrats are pushing now is Trump hatred and psychological projection. That's pretty much all they have. And I think 2 weeks ago in New Jersey, Virginia, and New York City. New York City, unfortunately, that was enough for them.
Mm. Yeah, certainly was. Dory Murdoch speaking with us right now. How do you feel? Is there anything that the Democrats, you know, I imagine you and I are probably congruent on a lot of things we feel as though the Democrats are responsible for. But did the Democrats ever have to be accountable for anything they're responsible for?
Well, they should be. I mean, part of the difficulty, of course, is people like you and I try to bring this information out. But folks at ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC do a good job not only not covering this stuff, but actually covering up largely and not explaining to people things that the Democrats have done for which they ought to be responsible. Either they don't talk about it or they actively cover it up. And that sure doesn't help. But, you know, the accountability ultimately is that these people, when they face the polls, face the voters, if they've screwed up, they need to be voted out. They need to be kicked out of the House, kicked out of the Senate, kicked out of governor's mansions, kicked out of city halls around the country, school boards, what have you. When they fail the taxpayers, when they don't advance freedom, prosperity, and national security, and when they let criminals run loose and rip the border open. And the way to keep them accountable is if they don't do their jobs or they actually create the damage, send them home and let them live in the private sector with the rest of us. Stop lording over us.
Dory Murdoch speaking with us right now, nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and Fox News contributor. You know, while you were speaking there, I just pulled up MSNBC's website, which is officially now MS Now. I don't know how long it's going to take me to get used to this. I think it's a terrible idea.
Who's this Ms. Now?
Where
does she live?
I don't know.
Now.
But just by the looks of it, she's angry. Because I'm looking at the homepage right now of this website. And if this was your destination every day to get your news, you're living in a parallel universe. You know, the faces and the names and the news might be very similar or the same, but the stories are so drastically different. Do these parallel universes ever intersect again in the future? Like, I don't know what would have to happen in order to make people to start seeing things even close to similar or the same.
Well, I think this is one of the reasons we're so divided. I mean, it used to be when I was growing up, and maybe you as well, we had the so-called dinner hour, which was 7 to 7:30 p.m., and people would gather around their TVs and watch John Chancellor on NBC. They'd watch David Brinkley on ABC, Chancellor on NBC, and then Walter Cronkite on CBS. And you would get, fairly objective news on the one side this, on the other hand the other. But at a bare minimum, we were all operating more or less from the same information. Now, things are so splintered. People are not going to just two or three different sources for news. They're going to dozens, if not scores or hundreds. And they're very much along, you know, one party line versus the other. I work in the Fox News newsroom, and we have on the monitors, we can see Fox News, Fox Business, CNN, MSNBC, Bloomberg, some of the local channels. And some days you'll watch both CNN, MSNBC, and then Fox News, Fox Business. And we're talking about totally different things. I remember there was one day where I think George Santos, former congressman from New York, was either being, it was the first day of his trial or he was being sentenced, one or the other. And CNN and MSNBC would not talk about anything else. That just led them 24-7, 360, 24-7 those 2 days. And Fox News and Fox Business were talking about some other thing I can't recall. And we weren't talking about George Santos, and they weren't talking about whatever the big thing is we were covering. They were two different planets. And this is part of why I think we're divided. I talked to some friends of mine on the left, and I'll say, hey, what do you think about the XYZ controversy? It's not just they have a different viewpoint than I do. They've never heard of it. They have no idea what I'm talking about. Like, wait, who's that? Who's that person? What's this name I've never heard of before? What's that agency doing what? And they don't even hear about these things. Now, if you're on the right, you know, there may be some instances like this, but most of the things they talk about, they're so pervasive that some of it gets to us one way or the other. But if you're on the left, it's a lot easier to avoid news platforms on the right than it is for people on the right to avoid news platforms on the left, because theirs are so much more pervasive than ours are. So as I say, you'll have situations where there are Americans who not only have different viewpoints on things, in some cases never even heard of the same stories. And that seems like that situation's becoming more common rather than less so.
Yeah, and you know, I think about the people who we talk to. I always refer to year round. I've referred to like the Democrats who have power, who have influence, cameras, microphones. They're elected into these positions, but I separate them from what I usually refer to as our Thanksgiving day dinner table Democrats that are in our family. Like, these are people you love first, and the politics come after. I got to think that there are issues that at the Thanksgiving table this year that people are going to agree on. I think, you know, it's, we can say that the affordability for eggs is cheaper, gas is down, but there are still affordability issues on in other places. Gas has come down, so maybe it costs a little less to get to the Thanksgiving dinner table for Republicans and Democrats alike. But there are still concerns that the people around a Thanksgiving dinner table will have that they agree on. And the question is, how do we have those conversations in a place that is way more important than, you know, a politicking social media feed or a comment section?
That's a good question. You know, some people handle it by, you say, as you say, trying to have polite conversations if you can. In my family, my dad and I are pretty much on the right. We probably have a couple relatives in the middle, and a lot of them are kind of on the left. And the way we do about it, the way we deal with it, rather, is we talk about food, we talk about travel, we talk about dogs, we talk about movies,
yeah.
we just don't bring it up. It just doesn't come up. And we get along great. And, you know, every now and then someone will say something about the news, like, oh, no, it's not. Aren't golden retrievers amazing? And we talk about that. We all just smile and feel much better. So,
yeah.
That's, you know, unfortunately, that's the way a lot of people handle this, because if you bring up anything political, a lot of people just go, you know, zero to screaming in like, you know, 5 seconds. And unfortunately, some people can't talk about this. There are other folks who can't have polite discussions about this kind of thing, but it just becomes harder and harder. And I think I actually saw the other day that a psychologist, or maybe a group of psychologists said that Trump derangement syndrome is an actual mental illness, and that something like 3/4 of Democrats have it, and they're not able to think straight about Trump. They see his face and they just instantly, you know, just start, you know, going to convulsions. And, you know, if that's the case, that's not good for the country. But I will say that it is a very good way to motivate voters.
Yeah.
You know, if these people are, in fact, suffering from a mental disorder, and you're able just to show pictures of Trump and get people angry, that's the kind of thing that gets people running the polls. And it seemed like it worked a couple weeks ago in the off-year elections.
DeRoy, do you feel as though Mamdani in New York City, do you feel as though his policy of socialism is going to manifest itself by the time the midterm elections come around in November of 2026? Do you think people are going to be able to look at that and say, ooh, I really like that, or I really don't like that?
That's a good question. How much, you know, basically, how much good or evil can he do in just under a year? That is a good question. I don't know if things will fall apart completely, you know, that quickly. I can tell you that when Rudy Giuliani was mayor, things were dramatically different within 1 month. It took 30 days, and I wrote an op-ed for the Washington Times, and the headline was something like, "What a difference a month makes to the new mayor," or something like that. And just the tone and the attitude that Giuliani showed led people to behave differently. The sense was, okay, daddy's home. You know, the kids, okay, we've got to behave because daddy's home and we can't run around and act up like we were before. And I think everybody, left, middle, and right, finally thought, oh my God, somebody's in charge. And so things just seemed to calm down. You just felt like things were less chaotic. And conversely, Mamdani could come in and things could get very, very chaotic very quickly. Who knows? Maybe cross your fingers, maybe everything will turn out beautifully and all these crazy ideas and promises will work out for the first time ever in human history, but I think they won't. I think that probably what you'll see more quickly than any quick economic trouble is what will happen with crime. If in fact he shuts down Rikers Island, opens the prison, lets all these prisoners loose, Alvin Bragg got reelected with 78% of the vote, believe it or not. His attitude is, hey, if you committed crime, you know, the justice system is basically racist, so hey, you know, we're just going to let you go. You can go back on the street as much as you want. People get arrested, they're back on the street in a matter of hours. And if the criminals in New York and around the country get the sense that, hey, this is, you know, a free fire zone, come, hey, do what you want, you could see a lot of mayhem and chaos and even bloodshed on the streets in New York very quickly. And I think that will probably be what freaks people out more quickly than any kind of a slowdown in the economy, which usually takes a little bit longer to present itself.
Well, we certainly want what's best for our neighbors in New York City, but everybody's holding their breath a little bit. And I think that how that manifests itself in New York City, it will be a political talking point for one party or the other next year. And I just hope that the destruction to the safety and security of New Yorkers isn't threatened as much as a lot of times you and other people we interview here suggest it might be.
Mm-hmm. I hope I'm wrong because I live here, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like, oh, look, let's hope New York falls to pieces. It'll be a great lesson for folks. Well, you're basically wishing ill on 8.5 million Americans,
yeah,
which I don't think is a very good thing to do. So I hope it doesn't turn out as badly as I think. But, you know, every time socialism has been tried, it's been anywhere from a manageable mess to a complete abject failure. So let's hope we're closer to a manageable mess than a total abject failure.
Yeah. Well, we are hoping for the best for you, DeRoy, and all your neighbors, your 8 million plus neighbors there in New York City. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being with us today. We love speaking with you. Good to have you back.
Great to talk to you. Very well.
Take
Thanks.
Care. Bye-bye.
Well. Bye-bye.
DeRoy Murdoch is a nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, Fox News contributor. His piece, When Democrats Fail, They Blame Republicans, currently in the Daily Signal. You can go check that out at dailysignal.com. That YouTube live chat poll, Kayleigh McEnany was talking about this in our interview with her in the 12 o'clock hour about how the Mamdani election had a lot to do with people feeling as though they can or cannot afford things. And Republicans are going to have to pay attention to that. And certainly from my perspective, offer a counter solution to, we'd like to fix the affordability problem with socialism. That's a no-go for me. We are asking you on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, are you experiencing affordability anxiety, yes or no? That Christmas shopping has begun, holiday shopping, Thanksgiving dinner shopping. You're probably experiencing it every day. Every time you swipe that debit card, open the wallet to pay some cash, are you feeling it? Yes or no? Let us know what you think. Let's take a quick break. We're going to speak with Corey Malone in about 12 minutes from right now. Air is outside. It's getting colder. Are you in your comfort zone inside? We're going to talk about how to make sure that you keep your comfort zone maintained and avoid those costly repairs. What do you need to do with your furnace right now? We have the expert in, my friend at Air Comfort Service, Corey Malone, in about 12 minutes. We'll be right back.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Lay our cards down, down, down. If Ryan were here, I'd make a very fact-based statement about this being his favorite song.
Well, it is his favorite song.
I know. It's just not as fun to talk about when he's not here.
Yeah, that's a fair point. It's a good song.
Yeah, all right.
It's catchy. It's catchy.
Yes, it is catchy. People got real mad at it, but I don't know that Beyonce gets to come onto the country scene and be like, I'm country and you'll like it.
Here, funny story, when I was putting this in, because Ryan's gone, we have Daniel working out here with us as one of our producers, and he's an old soul when it comes to country music. Like that, he loves old country. And
did
he goes,
stare at you?
He goes,
with great judgment.
He goes, I can't stand this song. This makes me so mad.
Exactly. It spawns the sort of like quiet, bubbling rage in people who I do. I'm with Daniel on this, but I don't like the marketing of Beyonce's country album was what was like trying to force people to consider it country. Like if it would have just been released as a Beyonce album, I'd be like, I love this song.
And that's what my pushback was. I was like, okay, is it a bad song or do you not like that it's being characterized as country and got all these awards?
You
for
don't
being-
need to tell. Just make your music. Do what you like to, like, if you like to make this kind of music, make the music and then let us consume it. And then don't, like, they put the album out and then they, like, intensely stared into the music industry and, like, how many country awards are you going to give her? And we're like, none. It's not cut. Oh, you excuse can even, me. All of them. You can have them all.
You can even say, like, hey, this is my, I'm going more country with this album. That doesn't mean that it is a full-on country album.
It's like Nelly. like country grammar. He had some. He had some like.
Can you imagine if that would have won a country Grammy?
I think he actually has won maybe some country awards because he's done a lot of partners like Tim McGraw among other people.
Florida Georgia Line.
Yes. Yeah. That's all post my Nelly.
Yes.
We talk about Nelly a lot.
Your
on the
Nelly.
Show. It's like a dream of mine to find out that Nelly has ever
because
heard
I
this show.
Play Nelly like. Probably once every other week.
It's great. But it's just, you know, you can't, it's really fits, the whole Beyonce country album thing really fits squarely in the woke forced marketing world that we lived in for a while. Everyone's like, all right, did you get the memo? We've got Beyonce and she's country and we all very publicly like it. We are publicly on the record. Beyonce is better than Dolly Parton. Everybody agree? And everyone's like, we agree. In unison. Okay.
How many, I'm trying to remember how many Grammys that album won. It won a lot of Grammys.
As Molly, my four-year-old would say, bruh. When your four-year-old, bruh, says bruh. Now, they don't, I don't let any of my kids.
Bruh you?
Heck no.
Your four-year-old did.
No. No. She does it to Charlie, which is allowed.
But she doesn't do it to you.
No.
Okay.
She's a four-year-old pistol, feral child. And if Charlie does something to her and she didn't like it, she goes, bruh. And it's divine. I love
it. Has she ever said that to you?
No.
Okay.
She knows better. I'd be like, did you mean mother?
The amount of money I would pay. Mm-mm. To see your face after your four-year-old child calls you bruh.
If Charlie has ever done that to me, he's done it in a, like, I'm speaking ironically kind of way where he's looking at me to get a reaction and immediately he's like, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think I'd like a dude to my dad. It's like, sorry. Didn't mean to.
Did you see how pervasive is the 6-7 phenomenon? Are there people listening to the show right now who don't know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, totally.
Is it the majority of people listening to 97.1 in a midday that don't, when I say 6-7, you're like, any of those are just consecutive numbers. What are you talking
about? You know what? For our demographic, it wouldn't surprise me if still the majority of the people out there.
You say our demographic listeners?
Yes.
Because you are not.
I am not in
the demo.
No, I am not. You were.
Although for all the people out there who have 25-year-old friends, please encourage them to listen to this radio show.
Yeah.
Do you think that the average 50-year-old person,
no.
I don't know, their parents.
Yeah, that's true. 50-year-olds are parents, aren't they?
45, 50?
Yeah.
That's prime 6-7 demo.
Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know, maybe it
half.
Is. Maybe half. I don't know. Here's the thing with 6-7.
You guys should poll on it.
It's just...
I should have done that today.
If you would have asked this maybe a few weeks ago, I think it's more likely to be more
less.
The majority wouldn't know what it is. But
would
I feel
not.
Like... Correct. But the last few weeks, I feel like it's really kind of jumped. I don't know if you've seen any of these
the
videos.
The girls' college basketball game, the score was 65 to... It doesn't matter. And... Homegirl goes up to shoot. She gets fouled. She goes to the line, and it's 65 to whatever. It doesn't matter. And it was a day game, and the stadium was like 87% grade school kids because they had some sort of event.
These schools, almost all of these colleges do education days.
Yeah.
Where they play an early game and the kids get out of school and they get to come and watch the
game. My daughter is at one of those today at SIUE.
Yep.
Now that it's probably not anymore.
Yeah, they've done it.
But
they've done it for a while. Lindenwood does it. So all these schools do it.
Score is 65 to, I don't know, it doesn't matter. She goes to the line, two shots, hits the first one, and there is a buzz in the room. All these little kids are like, they're getting so excited. So it's 66 to, I don't care, it doesn't matter. And she goes up for the second free throw. She nails it. And you would have thought that Santa Claus landed on center court for the next jump ball. They start going crazy and they're like, ah, doing the hand thing up and down. It's just a number.
The first?
I don't, guys, I've been dealing with this for, how, is it a year old maybe?
6-7?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
On.
It's close.
A year?
We're going to find. We're going to date the 6-7. It's been going on too long. And I, as a parent, yes, I'm 41 years old, have been suffering from this. I told them at the beginning of this. I go, you don't get to just pick consecutive numbers.
December of 2024. My
Boom.
Goodness.
I'm almost spot on. It is almost exactly a year old.
Almost. You didn't
you
entirely
say,
nail it.
If you say 6-7, I said almost. Okay. If you say consecutive numbers, everybody looks at you like it meant something. And it's like, nope, they're just numbers.
Did you catch when the broadcaster went on the Fox NFL game when Trump was on, got a 6-7 on him?
No.
Yeah.
Did Trump get it? Did he do that?
No, he had no. He didn't think about it. I guarantee you Trump has no idea what 6-7 is. There's no way.
I would take that bet.
You would?
I said earlier in the show I would never ask Will Sharpe to do me a favor. I want him to go into the office
All right,
and say,
oh, Willie, we
I want Will
have
Sharpe
a favor.
To go into Mr. President Trump and say, hey, we got 6 or 7 executive orders for you to sign. And I just want to see the look that President Trump gets him, because we'll know by the look if he's tired of the 6-7 thing, too.
The school, though, that this first went viral with, well, I think it was the University of Evansville, which
like
is
with,
so funny
with,
because it's...
With
yes,
the basketball thing?
Yes, because it's such a small school. And after a couple of days, it had close to 2 million views. I'm like, one post
just numbers.
Completely changes a program. I'm like, that's kind of cool. But yeah, now all of these schools are posting these 6-7 celebration videos with these kids.
Kate
I mean,
says,
all
Annie,
over the country.
Let's start 8-9. Let's not. Let's just try to put 6-7 down for a slow death, because it would be slow. Flatlander said on YouTube, my 6-year-old wife babysits someone who says 6-7 all the time. My wife asked me what it means. I told her I have no idea. They're just numbers. There's no meaning. There's no meaning.
No.
It's just 6-7. Let's talk to Corey Malone in about 6 or 7 minutes. Half of that. Half.
You're better than that.
We'll be right back.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I'm excited to have my friend Corey Malone in studio here with us. He is the owner of Air Comfort Service. And Corey, good to have you back in the studio.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. I'm thinking about a couple of Christmases ago. I think it was, my recollection was like December 27th. I was sitting at my in-law's house, and I want to ask you the sense of this, too, is a separate question. We would have our, if we were going to be gone all day, we would put the furnace so it wasn't running as high as when we were home.
Mm-hmm.
And we checked to see what the temperature was, and it was like low 50s in the house. Something wasn't working.
Sure.
And so naturally, I'm like, Corey. And then you ended up replacing our furnace. We had to go with a replacement and everything. But people who are putting off maintenance, or don't even really honestly know what they're supposed to do. Our furnace was maybe 22 years old. Mm-hmm. It's like original with the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now is the time. Air is getting colder outside. People are probably starting to notice maybe the furnace is running a lot and it's not heating the house the way it's supposed to. What are the obvious things people need to do in order to avoid the a couple days after Christmas, oh, I have to buy a new furnace. Disaster that the fries did not avoid.
Well, if it's going to happen, that's when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's just how it works.
Yeah.
But obvious things are, I tell everybody, when you get your electric bill, go check your filter. The easiest thing. If you can see through it, typically it's in decent shape, mm-hmm. but make sure you have your filter changed.
Mm-hmm.
And on the heating side, cooling's a little different. You know, if your air conditioner doesn't work, it doesn't work. You can do a lot of damage to it, but still, if it's not working, that's one thing. The furnace, on the other hand, if it's a gas furnace, can be a safety issue. Mm. So, it's very important to have a licensed company come out, licensed technicians, and come out and take a look at your furnace.
How often are you supposed to change that filter?
It really depends. It all depends on your traffic flow in your home, the type of filter. So
four kids, two dogs.
Then maybe
weekly,
more often than not. But you bring up a great point, because the really expensive filters that you can get at any hardware store or whatever, mm-hmm. work wonderfully. However, they are doing the work of a 4-inch filter and a 1-inch filter. So they're typically sprayed with a product that makes it real tacky, so it's going to stick.
Mm-hmm.
And the more it sticks, the more efficient it becomes. But a quick quiz, what's the most efficient filter out there? A piece of sheet metal.
Yeah.
It won't let anything through.
Yeah.
So it filters everything.
Yeah.
So a lot of the newer systems don't like that restriction of airflow. So we don't like those. If you need a high efficiency filter, it's best to contact a contractor and get a 4-inch type filter, in my opinion, because that gives, I forget the exact numbers, but it's a massive
mm-hmm.
amount of surface area compared to that 1-inch filter. And it's going to allow airflow to properly move across that filter as it needs to be. So you're feeding in the wintertime, you're feeding that heat exchanger, or electric heat, and in the summertime you're feeding that evaporator coil on the inside.
Yeah.
So if you have those real high efficient 1-inch filters, I would change those monthly. And it's expensive.
I was gonna say.
Yeah. Because what happens is the more it restricts airflow, you're paying more money for that blower motor to move that air, because it's got to work harder.
Yeah.
Right. Especially the variable speed motors have to work a little harder, using more energy. So you're actually spending more money. So if you've got one of the 4-inch filters, and more often than not, you can, depending on the manufacturer, you can find those, the replacements. You don't have to go to a proprietary place. You can get them at one of the big box stores. You can order them online. Those might be twice a year. They're more expensive, but you're changing them less.
Yeah.
Or a decent just throwaway filter, I would do it, check it every month.
Russell says, wait, what? I'm supposed to change that thing?
It's funny.
What happens if, I'm sure there are a lot of people who never change their filter.
Yeah. And people are like, I've got one of those. And they don't know.
I mean, where is the filter?
Well, typically it's down by your furnace or air handler. So it might be on the outside in a filter channel, or in the inside. If your equipment's in the attic, it might be in your ceiling in a return air grill. It just really depends. Whenever you buy your home or rent your home, that's one thing that you need to find out
mm-hmm.
quickly. Because what'll happen, it'll get so degraded.
I was going to say, what's the consequence
of
being the wait what guy?
Yeah, wait what, huh? It'll degrade. We see those things come apart and just become, just disintegrate. And they're in the blower motor.
Mm.
You're going to restrict airflow, so you're going to cut off the airflow to the heat exchanger. So it's going to make real hot spots on that heat exchanger, and it's going to prematurely fail. And on the evaporator
coil. That sounds expensive.
It is.
More expensive than a filter.
And that can become a dangerous situation. And then on the evaporator coil side, restricting airflow, that can, mm-hmm. even more expensive, take out your compressor or take out your air conditioner.
Well, that's one of the things that I talk about when I do advertisements for you, is you have a preferred partner plan, which my understanding is it kind of takes that guesswork out of the homeowner's responsibility, that things are being checked on, avoiding, like, if you have a disintegrated filter, that's going to get found before you realize that you have a coil problem or whatever whatever it says. A lot of the burden is off of the homeowner when people sign up and entrust Air Comfort Service with that regular maintenance of their HVAC system.
Yeah, exactly. We do it a little different than a lot of companies do. Every company offers maintenance, and maintenance has been around for a long time. But it's something, just think about it. People are like, well, I don't need it every year. Well, it's just like changing the oil in your car. You know, if the longer you put it off, it just creates more problems. So by having a contractor come in, somebody that knows what they're doing, knows what they're talking about, how we do it is we do it a little differently because we come out and twice a year, like most companies do, in the to do your cooling and do your heating. But then we look at the entire system. So instead of coming out and just checking your air conditioner in the summertime, we also check your furnace again to make sure coming out of the heating season that you don't have any problems. So you have the confidence knowing going into the next heating season, if you're not scheduled to be maintained until a little later in the season, and we have cold days like we had a couple, several weeks ago, you can confidently turn that on, turn your furnace on, knowing it's going to run and it's going to be safe. And we do the same in the summertime. So you can't fully run an air conditioner through its paces and, when it's 10 degrees outside, in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. But we can check electrical connections. We can make sure that, all the wires are there. A lot of varmints get in there and start chewing some things up. So you have the confidence. It's an extra level of protection.
Yeah.
And it's something that is really important. And if you've got rental properties and you've got other, larger scale areas, we do a lot of commercial work as well. And on the commercial side, we design maintenance programs to specifically fit those needs because the places are different. If you've got a lot of places down by it and there's a lot of construction going on, a lot of road construction, that stuff is all in the air.
Ick.
And your outdoor coils get filled up. They just start having a lot of problems. It can get inside if you're doing a lot of drywall work inside. The filters need to be changed more often. So if you've got, if you do have rental properties, we can set up programs so you know that that's being, your equipment's being
Yeah, that's an investment.
Yeah.
That's something you're going to pay yourself back to have that type of maintenance and care for if you're managing multiple properties. We were talking a little bit off air beforehand, but if you're taking care of mom and dad, maybe mom is widowed and there's nobody looking after this stuff in the house. It's your job to do it and you don't have time to do that. This is a great opportunity. Also, I know that you have the whole preferred plan, partner plan is listed on the aircomfortservice.com website, but service within 24 hours.
Yes.
If you're a member of this preferred partner plan. So when the ish hits the fan, Air Comfort Service is there to make sure your fan is spinning where it's supposed to and not where it's not. Yeah.
Flinging it off. Well, and a wonderful thing that we're starting up is we're having a preferred partner hotline that only preferred partner plan members.
That's great.
Have this phone number that is a direct line to our dispatch department. So we can get you taken care of and get you on in the front of the line.
We're speaking with Corey Malone. He's the owner of Air Comfort Service. I am a multiple times over customer of Air Comfort Service and glad to partner with him here. That preferred partner plan is a $19 monthly fee. I think the 12th month, if you pay monthly, the 12th month is
waived.
I'm saying that like I think that's correct.
It is now.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. For Annie Fry Show listeners, make sure you tell them. The one thing else that I did want to talk to you about here while we have you in here in November, the work that Air Comfort Service does in partnering with the community is so important. You guys have 55 plus years of being a family-owned and operated business and working, helping service the HVAC systems of the community, but you are very integrated into the community with your efforts to honor veterans through the Greater St. Louis Honor Flight, but also a lot of charity drives, those types of things. Talk to me a little bit about what Air Comfort Service is focusing on here in November and how maybe other people listening can get involved.
Well, Kendra and I really wanted to focus several years ago, and 97.1 got us in touch with the folks at Honor Flight, and it's been an incredible opportunity for us to help get the word out about what Honor Flight is and what it does. And we just went, they just 2 weeks ago, I think it was, they had their last flight and we went for the welcoming.
Yeah.
And some of our folks went out with us. They brought their kids. And the cool thing was on the way out of the door that night, the kids were like, when's the next one?
Oh.
So
it's just, it's that moving.
Yeah, it is. It's incredible. And for the, for these young people to see, you know, they don't know, they're not learning about this stuff in school. And these are all, for the most part, I think there was three Korea War veterans and the rest were Vietnam veterans. And of course, we all know they didn't have a welcome.
Yeah.
And it was their first welcome. And I went to, I heard one of the veterans talking at a benefit, and he said, you know, when they left Vietnam, they were a loaded weapon. That's what they were trained to do, and they were trained to do what they needed to do, right, to survive. They weren't trained. They didn't know how to unload the weapon. And this veteran said after his honor flight, he was able to unload the weapon.
Oh my gosh.
50 years later.
Ugh.
That's just insane. So
yeah.
Yeah. So we do a lot of work with honor flight. What we try to do is we've got a big footprint, Air Comfort does. And we can't do everything. So we try to do a few things really well.
That's the right way to do it.
Yeah. And then at every company meeting we have, I preach to everyone. And sometimes I look in at the people looking back at me, a lot of eye rolls, but it's, hey, you need to get involved in your community. We will help you. It's where you live. It's where your kids go to school. It's where you go to church. It's the people that you know, and you know what needs to be done. So if your little community has a special need,
mm-hmm,
we're going to help support you, but hopefully empower them to get their family involved so they understand what it's like to give.
That is the American way. Not to bring politics into this, but just the understanding that, you know, there are needs that people have in communities. There are problems that need to be solved. The question is, where do you go to solve them? Within the community.
Yes.
With the local businesses like Air Comfort Service or the churches like you were talking about. Like being able to identify somebody's hungry and they need a meal and not having to go through 800 loops in order to get a meal or a canned good in their pantry. That is... I'm so glad to hear Air Comfort Service is doing that, but you're encouraging and kind of pushing, making, you know, pressure on the people who you're associated with to see those needs so that you can be a blessing.
Well, and there's another thing too, because mental health is massive, and my family was just devastated a couple years ago in April when my niece took her life, and you don't recover from that. My sister, my brother-in-law, and their little girl, my youngest niece, not little, she's she's in her 20s. But they'll never recover from that. And so we got involved with NAMI in AMI, and we have been with them a few years, and we were just blessed with an award from them as a corporate sponsor. So we've narrowed it down to Honor Flight, NAMI. There's a pet center out in Jefferson County that Open Door Animal Sanctuary, a friend of mine got us involved on a repair out there, and it kind of turned into, wow, this is a really cool non-kill shelter. They've got a new facility going in down there. So we go down, we volunteer. You know, if we don't have a lot going on in the office, we might set up with them where, hey, what do you need done?
Yeah.
We'll go down and cut grass and just do some
show
stuff.
Up.
Yeah, do some stuff for them and try to support them. And then also there's a team food pantry in Florissant, a very small food pantry. And we wanted to do something. We're up in North County, and we've been up in Hazelwood for 56 years. And team food pantry is ran by these just sweet old ladies that are incredible. And you know, anything we can help them with, it is so appreciated, and it goes to the people that we see every day at the stores and everything, and it's massive, and it's just a little food pantry,
yeah.
And those are everywhere.
And those you want to talk about people knowing where the need is? Those little food pantries, they know the names of the needs. Oh, they know exactly what they're doing.
They see them every week, and we just had a young lady that works with us. Her church, it was on the news, they got broken into 3 days in a row. And they apparently broke out one window, took a little bit of food, they boarded it up. The next day, they broke out the next window, took a little more food. Third day, they blew out the front door and took everything, all their freezer food.
I remember hearing that.
Yeah. And so she said, hey, is there anything we can do? We did a little food drive through Air Comfort. And we're able to help them. And then we found out that the entire St. Louis area helped them, and they were able to feed, I think she said, 126 families or something like that, from zero to that in a week.
Yeah.
Is amazing. But the problem is that happens around the holidays. You know, this isn't a just a holiday issue. You know, this is something that's year round. So, you know, if you're looking to support anytime you can is wonderful, but think about the off seasons. And that's when the support is still there.
Yeah.
I mean, the need is still there.
So. Yeah. Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. And, you know, I think that it's really empowering to see people who are helping when the spotlight isn't on them, you know, and when you're able to connect through the employees that you have into all of the communities where they come from, and to be able to encourage them to see those needs, then they become helpers, and helpers inspire other people to be helpers.
Sure. Sure. And you being a coach. You know, that's the thing when I was coaching, and, yeah. and I do a lot of Coach Gino with UConn.
Mm-hmm.
I've started following him, and, you know, some of the big names. It's like, I don't look at what you do on the court. Yeah. I look at what you do off the court.
Yeah.
When nobody's watching you, what do you do? That's your character. That is how you were built. So,
yeah.
you know, I tell my kids, hey, when the spotlight or the eyeballs are on you, you need to do what you need to do, but you should be doing it at least that well, if not better, when nobody's watching.
Because, how long have you been coaching?
My coaching was cut short with COVID, and it really mm-hmm. bummed me out. So I coached my son 5 years old until about 12.
And what year what year would that have started?
That would have been...
ish.
Probably 09.
Yeah.
Something like that. And it was great because, you know, work is stressful, you know, and... coaching Zach in baseball, I wasn't a soccer coach. I was a wrangler. We had very talented soccer coaches. I knew nothing about soccer, yeah. but I could get the water to them and,
sure.
and keep them in line on the sidelines. Basketball, but baseball is my passion. And
yeah.
and Zach loved baseball, and it was so much fun. But it was also, I realized early on that I could step on that baseball field and never think about anything else except those young boys.
Lock in.
And having the time of my life
yeah.
and trying to make it as fun for them. And it was a release for me, and I looked forward to it. And then when I couldn't coach him anymore and I had to be in the stands, and because he'd
get a little squirmy.
Yeah, he got past what I could help him with, and mm-hmm. he just advanced past that. And, you know, I'm not the type that's going to say, hey, I've got to be your coach. I was like, no, I want you to do the best you can, and you need to move on to these organizations. And it took a little while. And I'm not going to lie, his last game, it was still one of those things that, man, I wish I was out there with him.
Yeah.
But I got to see it all with Kendra mm-hmm. from the stands, and it was even better.
Yeah. It's a pretty intense thing to coach your own kid, but also I've coached teams that I have kids on, and I've coached teams that I don't. My husband's, he would coach basketball and baseball for Charlie, and I coach volleyball. But it's an experience that I can't compare it to anything else. When you're really, I like the middle school age personally, a little bit younger than that, and I'm a little stressed out about it. And older than that, I've only coached high school volleyball 1 year, and it was like a club team. But that middle school age, they're still impressionable, but you can kind of start to see, like, this is where this person's talents mm-hmm. are moving. And if they listen, you really get to, like you're saying, the character conversation that comes from the UConn coach and stuff, like, you get to help them learn how to be good people.
Exactly.
And it materializes in and manifests in whatever sport, their court, field, whatever it might be. But the principles that go into being a good teammate, those are life skills.
They
if
are.
You're coaching them correctly.
They are. And I was coaching him on the rec side. So, you know, he played on, you know, some more advanced teams, but we played rec because he wanted to play with his buddies.
Oh, got to keep it fun.
Oh, and there wasn't, I'm not going to lie, there wasn't a whole lot of talent there, but we played in the local St. Charles mm-hmm. Parks and Recs, rec district or whatever. It was every 2 years, you know, you played in the same league. So you were the young kids and then the older kids. And we were competitive every year.
Yeah.
And, you know, my goal was, okay, we're going to take these kids, and COVID messed all that up, but we're going to take these kids and hopefully they're going to be able to make their high school team. That was
yeah.
our goal.
Yeah.
And we didn't make it that far. But just to be able to see those kids and do things they never thought they could do. And it wasn't anything spectacular, but it was something that they'll never forget.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Well, Corey, thanks for being in with us today.
Thank you.
Love talking with you, and your family is wonderful. Of course, Air Comfort Service. I'm very grateful for everything you've done for my family as well. GSLHonorFlight.org if you're interested in learning more about that honor flight. It is an incredible experience. And follow Corey's lead and get involved and be a helper. Certainly, when you go to aircomfortservice.com, you're supporting people who are the helpers. Corey, good to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Yep. Tell Kendra I said hi. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.